Yan Simin Mem Gimel Sif Hey. Simin Mem Gimel Sif Hey. Imreitze Likones Lebeis Akise Kavua Lasis Tzrochov. He wants to go into a Beis Akise Kavua Lasis Tzrochov. He wants to be Yose Tzrochov. So there the halacha is, one is zicher not permitted to be oiser tzrochov while he's wearing the tefillin. Is chiltzon, so he takes it off before he enters. Berichuk arba amiks, that when so a beis akise has a locha of tzoya. That was a mokim that they used to hold tzoya there. So dalad amis away, he takes off the tefillin. He shouldn't wear the tefillin closer than Daladamas, because Daladamas should be Machi, shouldn't wear the tefillin Daladamas of the Beis Akisei Kavua. The Yesh Oimrim, so Al Kaponim, if we are Medayik now, he wants to be Oisei Tzrochov, and he can't be Oisei Tzrochov wearing the tefillin, that's for sure, and he has to take it off. So we're saying now, halacha, so he cannot take it off in the Beis Akisei or close to the Beis Akisei. He has to take it off 4 amis away from the Beis Akisei. Fine, that's good. V'yesh oimrim afilu v'loy tzrochov. Now, this is b'sheisev b'shem Rav Haigoin. Now Rav Haigoin is saying as follows. A person is going to go through a Beis Akisei. It's not going to be Oisei Tzrochov. It's a Beis Akisei Kavua. Is one permitted to wear tefillin in a Beis Akisei Kavua? He's not going to be Oisei Tzrochov. Is there, so we started off by saying he wants to be Oisei Tzrochov, so then Zichri is not permitted to wear tefillin. Then we say he should take it off, Saladamas away. What if he's not going to be Oisei Tzrochov? So it would seem from the Mechaber, not be Oisei Tzrochov, just going to go through, so he can go through. That's the das of the Mechaber. The Yesh Oimrim, so the Ramah says, Afilu B'loi Tzrochov. Afilu is not going to be Oisei Tzrochov, but he's going through a Beis Akisei Kavua with his Tzoya there. So you should also take off the tefillin. Now, this is the Ramah. And what does the Ramah say? V'toiv l'hachmer. So let's learn Elach. So v'toiv l'hachmer means be'iker adin, you're allowed to do it. But it would be a good thing to be machmer. This is a shita Rav Haigoin. It would be preferable to be machmer. Now let's go further. Now we're going back to Achaba. The Mechaber is speaking about a person who is going into Beis Akisei Kavua, Lasei Tzrochov, so he took off the tefillin. He's not wearing, he took them off, Daladamas away. Now, what does he do with the tefillin? And we have to understand the situation we are speaking about. We're speaking about, this is a Mokim Hefker, it's that means he can't leave them outside because who knows what's going to happen with them. I mean, they need shmirah. So Mamela, so he has to take them into the Beis Akisei. He has to take them into the Beis. He's not wearing them. He has to take them into the Beis Akisei. V'goylulon b'ritzuei shelohem. So now he should be wrapped around the ritzuis, around the tefillin. He's holding it in his hand. Va'oichzon b'minoi, and he holds the tefillin that are golo on the ritzuis with his right hand, bevigdoi, that means he has a beged around the tefillin. He wrapped up the tefillin, and it's in a beged. Keneged in his right hand, we're telling directions, b'minoi in his right hand, keneged liboi. And he should hold it by his heart. That's what we should do. That means he's Oisei Tzrochov. He can't leave the tefillin outside. He can't wear the tefillin for sure, so he takes them off, taladamas away, and then he wraps up the tefillin, and he holds them, oisam bebigdoi, keneged libay, piyaminoi. Before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lebeis hakisei kavua, so we're talking about he has to take off the tefillin, taladamas, before Baal Damas away from a basic Kisei Kavua. Nokat Kavua Mishum Sefer. Lashminon Tafilu B'Kavua. It's a basic Kisei Kavua. So this is a basic Kavua. This is Mole Tzoya. Machnis Atfilin Imoi Mishum Shmira. Listen, he has to watch the Tfilin. He can't buy Tfilin every month he can done this thing. That means, so these are his tefillin, and so he has to watch the tefillin. He can't leave them outside. It's a mokim hefker. Well, see, there's dinim if he has a place where to they should be shomo. There's a different halacha. But I'll compare them here. He has to watch them, so he has to bring them in, but please don't wear them. Take them off. Fine. Baita. Avleinu hanami. The afilu beinei kavua klal, a beis hakisei that's not kavua tzorich lachleitz berichik baladamis mimokim shereitzu lefanis. Afilu, it's not a beis hakisei kavua. That means he's going into a place where he's going to be oisitz rocha. So since we explained this yesterday, since he's going to be oisitz rocha, so there's going to be tzoya there. So please. So you also have to take off the tefillin, because even though there's no tzoya now, so you have to take off the tefillin, because there'll be tzoya. So take it already off, taladamas away. Chedal b'soif siv kot yud gimel. V'chein ma denokat lasis rochem. So, b'ke, lasis rochem, gam ke mishim revusa de sefer, that he's permitted to be oisa tzrochem, holding the tefillin in his right hand. If he doesn't want to be Eisei Tzrochit, so we're talking about Eisei Kisei Kavua, Tzorech Lachlitz, Barichik, Dao Damas, Elel Besifal. He's not allowed to be Mashtin in Eisei Kisei Kavua because he might be Eisei Tzrochit, so he also has to take it off. Now, so the Mechaba seemed to say that the Isser to wear tefillin in the base Akise Kavua is if he wants to be Oisa Tzrochot. And the Ramah says that he brings from Afai Goin, be Hashem Afilu Beloi Tzrochot. He's going through a base Akise. He's not permitted to wear tefillin. A base Akise, the Soya, he's not permitted to wear tefillin. Zokta Ramah, V'toiv Lahachmer. So the Ramah seems to be saying, listen, Me'ikar Adin, I hold like the Mechaba. The whole Isser is Lasis Tzrochov in the Beis Akisei. But some of the Knesa in the Beis Akisei Kavua without a Si Tzrochov is Mutter. Rav Hagoy Nasus, Betoiv Lachna. Amogin Avraham Masik the Medina also Likonis Lebeisa Kisei B'Tfilin. You're not allowed to wear tefillin and go into a Beisa Kisei. Basically, the Loi Gora Mi Melchot Likamon B'Simin Memhei Sif Beis. It's brought down a Beisa Melchot. The Beisa Melchot Apnimi. There's different rooms in the Beisa Melchot. The Beisa Melchot Apnimi, where there was the Melchot. So the area was a mokim mizuhim. It wasn't a clean place. There was steam. It was a mokim mizuhim, it seems. There was odors there. So the halacha is, so it says, that if one wants to go to Beis HaMelchus, to the cheder apnimi of the Beis HaMelchus, you're not permitted to wear tefillin. You have to take off the tefillin. Zot the mogen Avraham. He says, if I'm walking, and the reason is because it's like a Beis HaKisei. Zot the Mogen Avraham, Amir B'Kekash. He says, if I'm not permitted to wear tefillin, I'm not permitted to wear tefillin. When I enter a Beis HaMelechus HaPnimi, because it's a Mokim HaMezuhim, so a Beis HaMelechus is like a Beis HaKisei, so how am I allowed to enter a Beis HaKisei wearing tefillin? So the Magen Avraham, the Ramah said, Toiv lahachmer. So what's the meaning, Toiv lahachmer? Not allowed to. The Beis HaMelechus, you're not allowed to. See, you're also not allowed to. Fine. So the Magen Avraham is chaylik on the Ramah, and he holds it also. V'ayim b'prima godem v'bayim amot cheshekos v'ndiv yarosh loy mashmachif. And the Rosh would seem not like the Magen Avraham. That you're allowed to wear tefillin if you're not going to do anything in a Beis HaKisei. Yeah. Gam divir berav. Hai loy mashma hochi. Ayin shom esev eshko v'shem. Agoyim mashma ki tzirut zita mogen avom. Like to say over for 1 minute, the chilek and the mogen avom, and they hold, you're allowed to go into Beis HaKisei kavua b'tzoyah. You'll have to pass through, and in the Beis HaMelechus, you're not allowed to. So the Maimon Moltke says, I got news for you. He says, if a person is in the Beis HaMelechus HaPnimi, where there, it's Mezuma, what is he there for? He's there for to wash himself. It's a Beis HaMelechus. So he's going to take off all his clothing. So let's say, Tom Rabid, you're taking off your clothing, so you might as well take off your tefillin also. You're not going to remain with the tefillin over here. You're taking off your clothing. So you're going to the Beis HaMelechus. So there we say, listen, you're taking off your clothing, so when you come and take off your tefillin right away, don't keep on your tefillin until you're going to take off everything. So there you take off your tefillin. But if a person is going through a Beis HaMelechus, a Beis HaKisei, he's not doing anything. He's passing through a Beis HaKisei. What? Oh, so who says if you're passing through a Melchit, you have to take off the tefillin? That brought down like that. He says when he goes to the Beis HaMelechus, he has to take off the tefillin. And the Bir HaLochit HaKa wants to say there's another chili. There's passing through and staying there. If you're going to stay there, so then it's also passing through could be his mother. So Al Kaponim, so he is. But this is a time la'achma. Now, let's go further. Be yaminoi. You should hold it, be yaminoi, in your right hand. So now, here we're talking about, so we have to, again, what are we speaking about? A person went into Beis HaKisei Kavua. He's going to be Oisitz Rochav. So he's not allowed to wear tefillin. He took off the tefillin. Now, he can't keep them outside because they need shmir. He has to watch them. So it brings them inside the Beis HaKisei. So now we say the whole Shulchan Aruch, he holds the tefillin, the big day, holds it with the beged, and his right hand, neged liboy. That's what he does. Then he's Oisitz Tzrochav. So what is Pshat? This be Yemina with the right hand, neged liboy. So look to Mishnah Berurah, Avaloi b'smoylei. Don't hold it, Chas v'Sholem, with your left hand. You have to hold it with your right hand. Why? He's Oisitz Rochav, so he has to clean himself. So when a person is Oisitz Rochav, he's Mekaneich with the left hand. So therefore, so he can't hold the tefillin with the left hand, please. That's gonna be very Mevuzadik. We're holding the tefillin here. So we tell him, listen, you're not going to be Mekaneich with your right hand. You hold the tefillin with your right hand. And the kinuach, you'll do with your left hand. So that is, you have to understand the situation. He's wearing tefillin the whole day. Now he has to go in the Beis HaKisei Kavua to Lasa Yisrochov. So he can't leave them outside. And so he has to bring them in. So this is the best we can be matter him. So hold him with your right hand. You'll be kaneich the tzoyah with your left hand and show him how Yisrochov. And the reason is, yeah, but you're kosher the tefillin with the right. Yeah, but the ma'aseh k'shira is with your right hand. So my mail, so you do the mitzvah of shir as on the left hand, but the, it's irrelevant. But here you're doing a mitzvah with the right hand. Here it's on it. Okay, I think that's the reason, because he's kosher. He's kosher, just one second, if I can find it in 1 minute. I think that's the reason, because he's kosher, the Yaminai. So there's a chashivus of Yamin. Could be that's another reason. Lo yekaneach b'yad yamin. 1 second, okay. It's Simen Gimel Sif Yud. 1 second. What does it say over here? Imneisha kaisha b'atvilin al zroya hasmali. That's what the... Then there's other reasons also. So, okay. She's kaisha tvilin. So, just 1 second. Oh, you hear what the Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu brings down like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the tefillin are on the Zroya. You're talking about the Ratzuis. The tefillin is on the Zroya. So Memela, so he's kosher the tefillin on the Zroya. So he's doing a mitzvah with the right hand. The tefillin are lying on the Zroya, and he's mekanech b'tetzboy. Okay, it says he should not be mekanech b'etzpa, the etzpa that he's put for the tefillin. So Memela, so this finger, so what's wrong? So this finger, he's allowed to be mekanech himself. So this the yad you mean, he's kosher with al kaponim. So that's the say. So now, what? That's a good answer, but you're talking about a person who is traveling, and I don't know if they. By us, we have a car, you have a suitcase in the car, and us in Shalom or Yisrael, and they have a few things there, and I don't know if they had all these conveniences. They didn't have, we'll see later, there's a thing, kiss talk, you're right. If you, we'll see, there's a my love, a kiss. What? Yeah, portion they didn't have it. We'll see later, there's a zicha my love, a kiss. Now. Avaloi bismoiloi, neshatoch nechbo. My shikosu is seminkibo. Vahochalekalam, so Mamela, so his left hand he's going to use for kinuach. Vahochalekalam, mechish with netzoitis, that he might wipe off the netzoitis with the right hand. Shavushavshe biyad sheikhas botrum, takimin shemar besakise kavua, mistam ma'isa tzroch of meyushev, so there's no netzoitis, no problem.
Fine.
Could use anything. There to be mekaneach the can also go, but no, but there's netzitzis. There's now there's meiraglayim that went over. What? Not talking about the bush, we're speaking about the netzitzis of my glam that fell on his feet. So now he has to wipe them up. We're not talking about the toilet, the urinal, or the zafat. We're speaking about what? No, not to touch the bush kaidis, the netzitzis. He went as Isis Rachel, and now there's mega glam on his feet. So my male, so this he has to wipe up. So that he can wipe up with the right hand also. This he can wipe up with the right hand also. That's what we're talking about. Fine. Now. Kosov harema. Okay. So now, so far, so good. The kavona, I did not finish the machab. What? Yeah. Right to the Mishnah Berurah. We are... Eischof, Bimina. We learned the first three shulas. There's four shulas. Bimina. Now, Kosov Arema Simen Nuntas. Now, Anudin, the Muta Likones Betfilin Lebevois Ametunafis. Afilu yesham mokim metunis lehegye. Now we're going to have very interesting halachas here, and we'll have to explain a little bit. Now, here we're talking about a person is walking in the street. He's walking in the street, and in the street, there's tzoya there. I don't know, it's animal tzoya. It's this tzoya there. Mabuis ametu nafes. That means I'm walking in the street, and I know I'm going from my house to the shul, and there's tinuf in the street. Kosama rama. The muta, I'm wearing tefillin. Muta likonis betfillin mabuis ametu nafes. Afilu shem mokim, afilu yeshom mokim metunif lahedye. So mokim metunif. Fine. It's muta. So me'ika din, I walk through the street, there's tin up there, no problem. Me'ika din is muta. The toiv l'chasoy soy ba'koyva. I'll tell you, it'll be a good thing doesn't mean a chiyiv, a good thing means a good thing, that you should cover it, you're wearing the tefillin shel rosh, it's megula, the tefillin shel yad is covered, the tefillin shel rosh is megula, so I'll tell you, a good thing would be, if when you're walking in the street, there's a mokim metunif, they cover it with your hat. So here's one kisui. Or the deal she brings that, or covered with your hand. So this is tight. So now we have to know, me, Karadin, I'm allowed to walk through the street, there's ten of them allowed to walk through, but it's time to cover it, the kaida. Ve'im, what if he wants to take off the tefillin? The lagzer anichon, later he'll put it back on. Shapir domi. That's also a good thing. So it's very interesting. I like to, for 2 minutes, I'd like to speak about this. The Ramah says like this. There's a minig, the people in Eretz Yisrael, they do it today also, that the people leave the house and see this azaya. You leave your house, you're wearing tefillin, you walk to shul. You walk to shul with the tefillin. You come into the shul, banibara yitchascha, over veisecha, shtach lecho kotchcha, biyirasecha. Biyirasecha is going on the tefillin. Biyoro kolambi hotz, kishem, biyoro mimeka, biyoro kamas kishem, ishem nikla, biyoro mimeka. It's an inyin to walk into the shul with tefillin. So now, what?
Why not?
Yeah, he drives to shul with one of Gebalga, Kein Hanami. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, wait. Let's go. Okay, so. Yeah, so, okay, wait. Now, so let us just, for 1 minute, let's understand what he said over here. He said 3 things. He says, Mi'ikar adin, you can go from your house to the shul, wearing the tefillin. Mavoi samatanofis, tishkefelach. Don't worry about it. Mi'ikar adin, it's mutter. He says, it's a good thing, you want to be from the mahadrim b'mitzvahs, cover it with your hat. Then he says, but if he wants to take it off, he wants to do something else. He knows in this street, he knows there's tinnif over here. So he'll take it off in this street and he'll put it back if the ghost. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about the rosh. Because if he wants to take it off before he enters the street and then they'll put it back on again, also, it's also a good idea. It's also a good idea. So now let's start talking. So what's the chiddush over here? If he wants to take it off, he can take it off. Also, shapir domi. So I saw an Or HaShulchan, Amridik HaChiddush. The Or HaShulchan says, you know, we're talking about, that means the three streets. So he wore the tefillin, he came to street one, he's wearing the tefillin. And now from one to two, this tzoy over here, so he takes off the tefillin over here, he walks to street one, and he puts it back on over here. So the Ramah says, who's not going to do it? You want to do that? Do that, Kizuntai. So the Or HaShulchan, what's the chiddush? What is he, what's the chiddush over here? So the chiddush is, even though when he took it off and he puts it back on again, had to make a new bracha. This is what the Or HaShulchan said. So he said, maybe it's a bracha shein etzriche. No. Nishkefela. It's also nice. So this Or HaShulchan, I don't understand. If Meikar Hadin, I'm allowed to wear it here, so how are you allowed to make a new bracha? I mean, I'm taking it off and put it back on again. Mishleimefer wouldn't be allowed to wear it. So now I came to a place I can't wear the tefillin. So that's called, I stopped wearing tefillin. So then it's a chiddush. So, but that's not the case. The Ramah holds you allowed to wear tefillin. So what right does he have to make a bracha? He wants to take it off. What right does he make a bracha? I understood the Ramah means another chiddush. We're speaking about a person, and that's this whole simon over here, what tefillin the whole day. You know, that's what we're talking about, what tefillin the whole day. So I thought the chiddush, the Ramah is as follows. You're wearing tefillin the whole day. Now, in street one, there's tzoy over there. So the Ramah says, listen, he comes in, you can wear the tefillin. If you want to cover it, you can cover it. If you want, so he said, but if you want to take it off, so you can also take it off. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, listen, this 5 minutes I'm not wearing tefillin. If you don't want to wear tefillin because of the tzayit, that's not called a hefsik in the levishit. You lost 5 minutes, but it's a hiddah. That's a wife. But the chashul says about here we're not talking about we'll finish with a basic issue. We're talking about the voice at the office. We're talking about a street that there's tzayit there. I'm going to street one that they saw you. Yeah. So he says, yeah, it's also a good thing. So she asks, what's the chiddush? Take it off. What's the chiddush? You know what the chiddush is?
Yeah.
So the Chashon says the chiddush is, if you take it off and you're going to put it back on the next street, you'll have to make a new bracha. So it's not called the bracha shein etzrich. That's what the Chashon says. So I don't understand this. Since Meikah, then you're allowed to wear the tefillin there. So, yeah, well, you shouldn't make a new bracha. I didn't understand. Yeah, definitely. Yes. No, just 1 second. But we hear this already. Okay, Baruch Hashem, live and learn. When a person is in the middle of davening and he goes to a bathroom, for ktanim. So you're not allowed to wear tefillin in a basic isek kavua because you might be oisitz rochav. So the din is you're not allowed to wear tefillin there. So when you come out, you have to make a new bracha. We hear this in Mishnah Berurah before. You have to make a new bracha. There's a machloikis in this. So therefore, la halacha, one should make la niach na la mitzvah. You should make one bracha. But you have to make a new bracha. Yes. Yes? Yeah. Since there's a machlaikis in this, others say, so we make one. So he make one. If he did such a thing, it was a shasat chak. One? If they saw you, they shouldn't kick you out of the shul. Before they kick you out, take to show them the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, okay, right, let's go a little further. Yeah. Now, what? That's what we learned. We learned that some educated. No. Yeah, if you have a urinal in the school, then that's good. If you don't have a urinal, it's for fun. Oh, that's right. Because Meikar...
If you fell down, I have to make a bracha.
That's another thing.
But, for 2 seconds?
Yeah, because that's called the Hesach Hadas. We don't make a bracha when I fell down also, so don't feel too bad. But Al Kaponim... Okay. But the difference is because the talus you can wear in the Beis Hakisei. Mikadin, just like with tzitzis in the Beis Hakisei. It's not a covet. It's not proper. But I'm taking it off to put it back on again. So it's not called a Hesach Hadas. By the talus got off. It fell off. It's a Hesach Hadas. It's still not allowed to wear in the Beis Hakisei. But where are you making tanim? In the urinal or in the Beis Hakisei? If you're going to make in the Beis Hakisei, the din is you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So then it's a hefsik. That's a hefsik event. If I'm going into a place where I'm not allowed to... That's right. That's classic, 100%. When? No. Because Meikar Adin, you're allowed to wear the twill in the urinal, huh? On the Beis Hakisei. No, but this exactly, you might go and be Isa Tzachov. It's irrelevant. So that's why you're not allowed to wear it. Now let's go a little further. So now, the Gemara holds Meikar Adin, you're allowed to wear twill in the voice of the office. You cover it. Very good. Want to take it off? Eichet kot. Right up. V'amogin Avram. Very interesting. V'amogin Avram. It's added loyim. No. Magabom is machma. If she edayish, he konis derech mevois ametunofes. A person wants to be frum. He wants to put on the tefillin in his house, and he wants to go to shul with the tefillin. But he knows he's going to pass to street one, and street one there's tinuf there. Lo yenichem bebeisoy. He says, no, you're not allowed to go to a street that has tin of there wearing the tool. So he says, don't put on the tool in your house, Allah Mabesa Knesset. Or else, if you want to be flum, be a chasim, be mavoisamet of covering. But, so he's chaylik on the Ramah. The Ramah says, mikadin, you're allowed to wear it. It's a flum kite, you can cover it. The Magen Avraham says, Meikadin, you're not allowed to wear it. It's on the Mevois Hamatun office. But if you, so either put it on in front of the shul or cover it. Now, the Nistapik HaMachzis HaShekel, the Hemshel, okay, so the Magen Avraham, now we have a Magen Avraham, that's Machna. It says, you go in the Mevois Hamatun office, you have to cover your tefillin or take them off, one of the two. And this topic, Hamatzus Hashekel, the Efshe, the Tzoyis, L'chase is Gamken the Ritzuis. Maybe you have to cover the Ritzuis also. Now, a new suffix of the Matzus Hashekel, maybe you have to cover the Ritzuis. V'choshken sholosh krichish ala etzba. And the three krichish ala etzba could be Yizicha have to cover. A suffix. According to the Magen Avraham, he's talking about the Tzulun sholosh. So what about the Ritzuis? A suffix and Matzus Hashekel. We'll go a little further. Ubishuvis Radbas Chelik Dalit Simin Lamadvov Mashme Gamkeim Shesoivel the Medina Tzorich Lachasus Atzulim B'mkaymus Hamatun Office. So the Radbas holds like the Magen Avraham. You have to cover the tzul. V'chol sheyav shaloi lachasoisem. If you can't cover them, mutav shenichem beis haKnesset. So he's very strong. You have to cover the tzul. וכל שיש לו מותם שיניחם בית הכנסת. ומשמשום, והדלת והיוד שברצועיס אין צורך לחסס. The דלת in the יוד, which the אמסן, the דלת in the יוד is a חלק of the שם שקאי, that you don't have to cover. שם דרך, כשירה לדרך, כסיבה עין שם. So now we have over here, we have about the רצועיס, we have Azoi. The Machzis HaShekel was Mesupik, could be the Ritzuis. You do have to cover all the Ritzuis, maybe not. The Radba says, Afilu, the Dalad and the Yud, you don't have to cover. And let's just end the Mechaba, which we skipped over. The Yisrael Shloitei Ritzui Yoitze Mitachas Yodai Tefach. When he's being Oisetz Rochav, make sure the Ritzui does not go out. So all of a sudden here we see, no one's talking about this, but the Mechabel says, make sure the Ritzui should not go out of Tefach. So others want to say, because he is speaking about his Oisetz Rochav. So Oisetz Rochav, then he says have to be Mechas of the Ritzui. That's by Ashtone. You have to take it up. You should be. We hear this. He said, "Are you inside?" So then it would be good. They should no. Here means the Mishabu is speaking about that you're holding the tefillin in your hand, and the ritzua should not be dangling a tefach.
My friend Yehuda.
The last time he had a Hassan.
Yeah, that was Sunday.
I think that was Thursday, I think he said. He was here Wednesday, he said Thursday at the Chasana.
Thursday, yeah.
Okay, so very good.
Great.
Very good. And you will get a minion based on Hashem.
Every day.
said it. No, I'm not saying it. I did it at work. I did it. Could be. It was 3 days ago.
Who should I have to say for this?
Congregation, I'm good that it's a man.
Yeah.
And he goes to me.
Synagogue, and I need $150,000. Would would you give me the money so I can fill this synagogue? Now, he didn't say Orthodox the first time because he was afraid. Because he knew that Mr. Amy probably knows all the people in the neighborhood. He knows the Orthodox don't have money. How's he going to get paid? So he said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to build a Jewish house of worship. Again, not saying the Orthodox, but finally, he said, what denomination do you want to build? Now, he had no choice. He said, I'm an Orthodox rabbi, and I want to build an Orthodox synagogue. Now, when he said that, Mr. Amy just stopped and just stared at him, just looked at him. And Rabbi Green noticed that tears are coming down Mr. Amy's eyes and he cried. And he said to him, Rabbi, I'm going to give you the money, and you can be able to build a synagogue, but I want to tell you why. He said, at the end of the 1920s, I grew up in Tibbetts, Ontario. I looked it up. Tibbetts is 400 miles north of Hamilton. He said, at the end of the 1920s, my father was killed in a fire. And we were left orphaned. We were left alone with my mother, who was a widow, my brother, and my sister. We had nothing. He said, you know, in all these small towns, they have a general store. And this general store sells everything, hardware, clothes, food. It was owned by an Orthodox Jew, Sam Bukovetsky. And one day after the fire, Sam Bukovetsky comes to my house and he says to my mother, Mrs. H, as long as I own this store, your children will have clothes. You never have to pay me. I will never ask you for money. Come in, just take anything that you need. If you ever want to pay, you can pay, but I will never ask you for money. And then he says, Mrs. Amy, as long as I own this store, your children will have food. I will never ask you to come in every morning and take what you need. I will never walk it down. I trust you from everything that you can take. And Mr. Amy, who's crying now, said, the only reason my family survived was because of that Orthodox Jew. Eventually, we were able to build ourselves up, and I was able to go to college. I became a bank manager. He said, when I saw you walking into the bank, you look like an Orthodox Jew. And suddenly it occurred to me, you know, it's about time I paid back Sam Bukovetsky. And when he said, you were an Orthodox rabbi who wants to build an Orthodox synagogue, I knew that God sent you. Imagine that. So today, this shul is still there. A big, beautiful shul that one of my friends set up the deal. He now is the rub of that shul. And I'll tell you what's absolutely amazing. I told you that this young Mordechai Galki was the one who told me the story from the five towns. He's the Menahel of a school called Bay, M-A-Y, the Sister on Terrace Yaakov. Maybe it's from Yaakov. He's the Menahel of 300 boys. You know what he tells me? He said, you know why I'm hooked today? Because of that show in Hamilton. I grew up in Hamilton. My father didn't let me go to yeshiva because he was a Holocaust survivor. He was afraid to send me out of town. So I couldn't go to yeshiva. I did not step into yeshiva, he said, till I was 17. And then I went to make a show in Toronto, and then I learned with my wife, and I learned with others, and I went there to Israel. He says, I always tell the boys, in the fifth or third example, look at me. I am a style of significant boys I started with when I was 17. Imagine what you guys could do, like you started in the first grade. That's amazing. Look at all the apples. Look at all the apples that Sam Bukovetsky had in his garden that they said. He planted seeds. How much did it cost him to give clothes to that family? How much did it cost to give food to that family? But because of what he did today, years later, people are from in Hamilton. There's a private shul in Hamilton. And it's Benial, who's a Benial, 300 bucks. I mean, yeshiva, that's incredible. And that's what I told you before about the Shaila. Well, no matter who you can do a favor, you should do a favor. Write it down. Keep a measurement. You know why you should write it down? Because if you keep your notes, then you're not going to stop. You know, if you don't keep it up, well, yeah, I did a favor today. Tomorrow I'll do two of them. I did two today or whatever. If you have a notebook, you cannot go to sleep until you do something. And I'm telling you, 3 day upsurgeon are very difficult. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to let money? Are you going to give somebody a ride? You know, on your, right? But you'll figure it out. I know people who do it. They figure it out. They buy people on Leah something else. That's what they do. They don't tell people that that's the reason they're doing it. But they buy people on Leah. They'll spend anything. And you know, the biggest investment, the best investment of all, it's more people are right? But they even call it like Masi Yoni to make more people happy. It's unbelievable. It's a great investment, Masi Yoni. But anyway, but the point is, you think of creative ways to do a chesed to somebody else. And that's what the gospel is all about. I want to tell you about a person that you probably don't even know. But to think about what this person did, his name is Herschel Weber. He grew up in Williamsburg. And he told me the story himself. He was running the Polish yeshiva on Raw Street. You remember Raw Street, right? He told me one day he was going to run. And all of a sudden he sees a man in the street. And the guy says, boy, he's going to have a pain. Everybody falls to the floor. And he's yelling to bring a doctor. That's what I was yelling to bring a doctor. The police and the fire department. And everybody's yelling and screaming. But nobody knows first aid or emergency medical care. And finally, the police come, but by that time, he saw the guy die right in front of his eyes. And he said, you know what was the most painful thing? And he heard one police officer say to the other, if we would have gotten here 5 minutes ago, we could have saved this guy. So he decides on his own that from now on, he is going to go to the Red Cross, he's going to learn emergency medicine, in his cradle, he's going to have a little oxygen tank. And there were two other people I just want to mention. Their names, Mr. Galasso had a cleaning store and Mr. Kopp had a bakery. They also learned emergency first aid. And now, anytime there was an emergency in Williamsburg, they knew, call Herschel Weber. He tells me months go by, and one morning, a woman who was close to 90 wakes up, and her husband, she wants to talk to her husband, but he doesn't respond. And she shakes him. And he's not moving. And she realized, oh my gosh, he's in the lung. He died in his sleep. And she panicked and she's yelling and screaming. And she runs to the window and she says, I think my husband is dead. Please come help somebody. So a crowd gathers. It's early in the morning and somebody yells, get Herschel Weber. And Herschel Weber told me he comes running with his oxygen tank. He takes a look at this guy. He says, well, the guy died.